starts in about a minute and a half.
Everything is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Vol Navy's making waves, and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating, and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Neyland gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe.
Hello, Vols Deep Podcast listeners. Hello to Nashville, Greenville, Birmingham, Alabama, Chattanooga, and Memphis. Special shout outs. That was January's top listener cities for us. Also, shout out to Germany, the United Kingdom, and Estonia.
I think all that, throughout the world.
I think
across
that's how.
Across the pond, even.
Yeah, they were the top, other than the United States, top four countries. So
that's pretty wild.
We get a lot of listeners in these countries. Welcome to episode 29. We hope everyone's doing well tonight. Spanky, Spur, Josh, how you doing?
Great, man. Great.
Better than that basketball team was last night. We'll say it again.
I don't want to talk about it.
Peachy as a peach tree.
That's pretty peachy.
You can hear us live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. You can find us anywhere under Vols Deep Podcast. That's VAWLS. Deep. iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, we are there.
Remember, say it with your chest.
Yep, got to say it with your chest. Courtney says she's here to claim my Lady Vols tickets.
We got them to give away, Courtney, so
we got them. We got them. Let's give a big shout out to our sponsors before we get Vols deep tonight. VFL, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty, 865 Exterior Solutions, Hound Dogs Knoxville, Tennessee Trends, Freedom Motors, and the Vol Navy. If you enjoy watching or listening to us, we would greatly appreciate you supporting them for supporting us. They're truly all the best in the business.
That they are. And we're already taking sponsorships for season 3 of the Vols Deep Podcast. So if you'd like to be a sponsor of us, reach out to any one of us. Reach out to the Vol Daddy or message us directly on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page. One of us will get back to you with those opportunities. Thank you to all of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. On the Vols Deep chalkboard tonight, we'll, of course, talk about basketball, both men and women. As always, we'll have the normal segments. If you've watched a little bit of our show or a lot of bit of our show, you know what the normal segments are. If you haven't watched us before, thank you for tuning in and listening tonight. We hope you enjoy it. Who will be the loser tonight for our football pick'ems? Spur lost 3 weeks in a row. He's got coffee and mayonnaise.
It's here.
In front of him. You want to go ahead and do it?
It's here. Do I have to go ahead and do this now?
Let's go ahead and knock it out.
He's still got some debt to pay, too.
He still has a little bit. You probably need to take a little drink before you put...
I did take a little drink of this.
Okay.
And at least say something. Free plug, but Moco Brewing has some excellent coffee.
Yeah, you're about to ruin it.
Oh, God. I'm going to get canceled.
You're about to ruin it with mayonnaise.
I'm going to get canceled.
He's drinking coffee.
I'm drinking coffee.
I'm just saying. You never know.
The Moco Brewery has great coffee. They really do.
We'll reveal this week's loser later in the show. That looks great.
Looked like a solid turd. That's more diarrhea.
That's more mayonnaise than Spanky ate the other time when he was supposed to eat mayonnaise.
What are you talking about? I ate enough.
I think he needs a little bit more mayonnaise in that cup.
God,
who's the only person to pick the Eagles? I can't remember.
Wasn't me.
It was, I think
it was you. It was me? Okay, I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Was it me?
I'm safe.
No, it wasn't you, Spanky.
I know that.
I'm safe.
We'll also reveal the listener winner from our Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page. That person will win a $50 gift card to Hound Dogs and some cool items from the Vol Navy.
All right, here we go. See how awful this will be. Now, this is a caramel latte from the Moco Brewery, and it's pretty good. Let's see how bad
it's a caramel mayonnaise latte. Is it good?
I don't know. A little eggy in there.
Thousand likes already on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very much on there.
You think adding more is going to make it
better? Adding more? More creamer?
I can hear his stomach.
I'm a man of the hour, guys.
Let's give a big shout out to our friend Involved for Life, Stephen Hensley. Stephen is both realtor and insurance broker. He can help answer any questions you have about real estate. What's the market doing? Is it a good time to buy or sell? What's your home worth? Do you need to make improvements or repairs to get the most money out of your home? As an insurance brokerage, he can shop your home, auto, boat, RV, ATV, motorcycle, renters, landlord, Airbnb. You name it, he can insure it. He can also offer commercial and business insurance as well. Text or call Stephen anytime, 865-742-1672. That's his direct number.
Best in the business. He's got several homes listed on his realty page right now, so go check about even some homes right here in Morgan County. So if you're in the market, now's a good time. This is high quality Clover Valley, man.
Oh, that's Dollar Clover General.
Valley. That's right.
That's that cheap stuff. Dollar General. The cheap stuff.
I ain't buying no Hellman's. It was $7.
Better wash your hands. You probably got a little fentanyl on there. Maybe. Especially if you got it out the one out here at Cofield. Eric.
It's so thick it's floating now.
Eric says aloha from Hawaii.
Aloha.
Hey, thanks for watching, Eric, from Hawaii. Yep. When do you take a vacation?
I miss Hawaii.
I do too.
I got to live there for a few years. If we don't see your comment, feel free to send it as many times as necessary. We love to hear from our listeners. We can start off.
Well, yeah, it's worse.
We can start off with Tennessee basketball. Tennessee men currently ranked at number 5.
For now.
Your current top 10 in order is 1, Auburn, 2, Alabama, 3, Florida. Also at 3 for a tie is Duke. The Vols at 5, Houston at 6, 7, Purdue, 8, Texas A&M, 9, St. John's, and 10, Iowa State. The Vols dropped a spot for beating both opponents last week. Beat them handedly, but couldn't handle Kentucky.
Let's just take the Kentucky game out of the equation. We're talking about these ratings right now because the rankings hadn't come out for next week yet. There was no way the Associated Press was going to put 4 SEC teams, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's what will let that happen. Duke lost a tough game to Clemson at Clemson.
An unranked Clemson team.
I believe they should have failed to 5 or 6, but Tennessee should have been right there in the top 4.
Here's my question. You know, I get that Florida beat Auburn, and they have also beat us, but guess what? We beat them too.
We haven't beat Florida this year. Yeah, we did. We beat Florida. By
yeah,
20.
We beat God, Florida.
Let's see.
I'm drinking mayonnaise in my coffee here.
Steve Jones says Spanky is the man, and also says Spanky.
That's right.
I don't even know you wore glasses, Spanky.
Yes.
I knew there was something different in here.
He's just trying to look smart tonight.
No,
I think.
I'm legally blind. I was supposed to wear them for years. Look, it's on my driver's license.
It says you're legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
That explains all.
That's a credit card, Spanky. It's not your driver's license.
That explains the body damage on your vehicle.
I've never worn them because, one, I lost them, and two, they never look good with any outfit.
Dragon Mama says, Ayo. Matt says, let's go Buckeyes. But I respect y'all's fan base ability to travel.
Why don't you look at me when you say
thank
that?
Well, thank you, sir. We
because you love it. Rose says, hey, guys. I'm not sure what hurts more, being swept by Kentucky or losing the number 1 seed in the bracket.
Jensen Milton's watching us. Rachel Cooper is watching. So thank you, everyone, for joining in tonight.
I think it hurts worse, man, just being swept by Kentucky. We'll be all right in the tournament, you know, because even with the number 1 seed, unless you get that number 1 overall, you're going to get stuck in a bad region, because there's going to be how many SEC teams make a tournament this year?
There's a chance that there'll be 12 SEC teams. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And the SEC is doing nothing but beating up on each other this year.
You know, losing to Kentucky sucks, and I hate Kentucky more than any other basketball team there is. The loss at home, though, I find to be worse than the loss on the road. Rupp Arena is a very tough place to play.
Mm-hmm.
We could beat them twice, so we should have beat them twice. There's really no excuse for that game at home. They were very shorthanded, and we let them off the hook.
Yeah, so, Chaz Lanier has to find his shot, or I don't know how far we can go.
We went, what, 1 of 18 from a three-pointer last night? That's just not
three of 18.
Three of 18.
And then whenever they come to Knoxville, we went like 11 of 45.
It was all we didn't get 11.
We gotta find some offense. Like it's just like we just gotta find something.
But it's funny, we played Missouri and scored 85 points, and then
went to Oklahoma and beat the brakes off of them.
So this team's up and down. Let's hope they can pull together here in March.
Am I crazy to say I think we play better as a team without starting Sakai Ziegler at point guard?
I wondered it too. I really did.
You hate to say that, man, but Rick Barnes' loyalty goes a long way, and I have nothing but love and respect for Sakai. And
I think everybody at this table,
you know, loves and respects that man. But maybe he's better coming off the bench.
Well, arguably our best game of the year was against Florida just last weekend when Sakai Ziegler was out.
We was out without him and Milicic.
Yeah, and they played better than I've seen them play all year long. Collectively, as a small unit, only 7 players on scholarship.
But, I mean, remember when we used to bring him in off the bench, 6 mm-hmm. man, and he would just light a complete fire under the whole team?
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a experiment to do.
Maybe let Jordan Ganey take the reins for a minute and let Sakai come off the bench or something.
The problem is that teams have figured out Zakai's drive and dish off. So Kentucky was really good at it in Knoxville. I didn't see much of the game last night. I was doing a high school game. But Sakai would just drive underneath. Anytime he'd go up, the Kentucky big men were just waiting on him to shoot. So they were there to block the shot. And he'd go outside. They knew to play. So maybe it's just some scouting on him. His defense, though, is still incredible. Can't take that away from him.
Oh yeah, we love Sakai. I just don't know at this point. Just searching for some sort of solution.
Yeah,
20 and 5. That's the record, right? I mean that's good for Tennessee basketball historically. That's good.
Great
but
for anybody in the country.
The standard has obviously been raised thanks to Rick Barnes.
I'll stop you right there for a second. Anybody calling for Rick Barnes' head, you know, at the end of the year he's going to retire anyway. I think. But
hot take,
yeah. But I just think, man, this is the man that brought Tennessee basketball to relevance. You know, Bruce Pearl was here for those few years, got us in trouble, knew it through the Donnie Tindall years and the Konzo Martin years.
We're forgetting about those.
Yeah. But Rick Barnes brought this basketball team back to relevance.
I didn't care for Donnie.
Like a giant pumpkin in that orange.
Ain't nothing wrong with an orange jacket.
He looked like a giant pumpkin.
We're going to talk more about what I think is a big issue with Tennessee basketball later on, and that's our home atmosphere. So,
yep.
Rachel says, hey, hey, we've got you in the drawing. Adam says, what's happening, guys? JJ says, do you think not having enough for NIL hurts the men's basketball team this year? I think not filling all our scholarship spots hurts us.
Absolutely.
Really
even
bad.
If you just got bodies, man. I mean, there's 3-star kids out there to come in here and play.
We're playing 8, maybe 9, with 1 extra off the bench, but 1 injury is going to end this season for this team, and I hate to say that.
It is.
Let's hit women's basketball.
Let's hit it.
Let's give Kim Caldwell another big shout-out for beating Geno and UConn. Thank you, Coach.
Love it.
You made everyone in Tennessee happy. You made Pat Summitt happy looking down. And probably 99% of women's basketball fans made them happy as well.
It made my heart so happy, man, to see Geno just, I mean, lack of a better term, he was pissed off. I mean.
He's always mad.
I cannot stand that dude.
Listen, Geno Auriemma coming to that game thinking that it was just another average game. When Kim Caldwell substituted 5 players in with 8 minutes to go in the first quarter, the look on Geno's face, like, what the hell is she doing?
Yeah.
he was bewildered. He didn't know what to do. How are you going to substitute 5 players in 2 minutes into the game? It's like he didn't watch film on Tennessee. He didn't know what hit him. And by the time the fourth quarter came around, UConn's legs were gone. And Tennessee just out-hustled them and outplayed them. And hats off to Kim Caldwell. She had those girls fired up. The atmosphere in TBA had to be incredible for that, especially for a women's game.
Yeah, me and my dad and then Sawyer went. So.
Should have stormed court.
It was,
I wondered. Awesome. Stormed court for a women's game.
Mike says, go Big Orange. Eric says, we should have beat LSU. We should have beat LSU twice.
Mm-hmm. We should have beat LSU twice. But we'll go right back to saying that we're that close for this women's team. They're getting there. They're going to beat some teams they shouldn't beat. They're going to lose the teams they shouldn't lose to. But they're growing. They're still learning Kim Caldwell's style. And once it comes together, then watch out, because I think she's going to stick around for a long time.
Yeah, I do too.
I think that's like a Tony Vitello situation. He's here until we choose him not to be here.
And you know what? I love talking about the Lady Vols on this show. So hats off to them. It's a great time.
Yeah, Lady Vols are currently ranked number 15. They moved up a few spots for beating UConn and taking LSU down to the final seconds on the road. Like we just said, this team's finding themselves a little more each week. It's fun to see. It's fun to watch them grow. The Lady Vols will host Auburn tomorrow at 6:30. Definitely need to get a win tomorrow night.
Yeah, they need a win tomorrow.
Is that good, buddy? No, for those not. Just joining Spur, his punishment was to drink coffee and mayonnaise.
Drinking caramel latte from the Moco Brewery with Clover Valley mayonnaise. Looks quite like a bit of mayonnaise in it,
looks
too.
Looks like curdled milk.
Yeah, it's all thick.
Boys, I'm worried about my truck out there.
Spanky's truck is stuck in the yard? Who buys a two-wheel drive truck anyway, Spanky?
Who parks in the mud? By the way, I heard a rumor it's supposed to rain today.
Really?
It was an accident.
Oh, I do have to ask, Val Daddy, what was the post-game like in Knoxville getting back to your vehicles? Did you all have to wait on the storm?
They gave us the option for probably 10 minutes, and then after 10 minutes they just told us we were all staying.
Okay. So did you have to stay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the arena or?
Yeah. That's neat. Yeah. Of course, we watched the Kim Caldwell show, so it wasn't too bad.
That's good.
It was like, it was probably like 30 minutes or so.
She just wanted to get back to her baby boy.
Yep. She wanted to get out of there. Tony Vitello, his national championship program, received their SEC and national championship rings yesterday. They'll open up baseball play this Friday versus Hofstra. 4:30, first pitch, three-game series.
Bring a jacket. So, yep. It's going to be cold.
Very excited.
Those rings, man. That national championship ring with that Vols grip across that trophy.
Sweet.
It's beautiful.
They better not change the jerseys. I'm pissed.
The Lady Vols softball team, they started play last week. They went 5-1 through the weekend in Clearwater, Florida. They lost their first game to Nebraska, but turned things around quickly, beating big teams like Iowa, Notre Dame, Northwestern, and Pitt. They play again on Friday as well. They're going to play McNeese State in Louisiana in a two-game series that same day. Then on Saturday, they will start play in Texas versus Tulsa, Lamar, and Nichols throughout the weekend. Weekend warriors for sure.
Yeah, they got off that sluggish start against Nebraska, but I will say they won four of the last five games have been run-roll games. So
that's what I was about to say, the last four, you know.
They're hitting the ball. They're pitching well. It's going to be an exciting time over at Sherry Park League Stadium. We want to talk more about baseball?
Eric says Will Levis probably has that as a normal drink. That's why he kind of had to do this, because Spur is a Titan fan, and he deserves.
Please don't remind people.
He deserves.
Remind myself.
He deserves this. That kind of just looks like whipped cream or something in there.
It's the consistency of whipped cream too.
Mike says those rings are fire.
We're going to talk about the rings some more here later on. They are fire.
They are.
I want to remind everybody the Legends of Tennessee football camp is coming to Morgan County in May for the second straight year. Two-day event. It's huge for the kids in our area. A lot of the adults like it too, especially day one. Both former and current players will be there. We had over 80 kids last year. Super excited for this year. Morgan Roan, Anderson Knox. It doesn't matter. We want you to join us at this camp. Check it out on my Facebook page or the Legends of Tennessee Facebook page and website. Sign your kids up. Again, you don't have to be from Morgan County, but we want you to be in Morgan County for those 2 days, though.
It's going
to
be the best camp they put on all season long. Talking, and you get to hear from the Legends. You get to hear from future Vols, current Vols, the night before. They get everybody together in the gym. It's a good time. Get some autographs. They got some merchandise that you can pick up. And the next day, it's a full-on camp right here at Cofield, right out on the field, and
the
these kids absolutely love it.
8,400 likes on TikTok.
Keep them coming.
Rose wants to know how you can drink that, Spur.
One sip at a time, Rose. Come on down here. We'll get you a good drink. I mean, it's pretty thick.
We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. We'll upload the live video on our YouTube channel after the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, the audio version will be uploaded wherever you prefer to get your podcast. You can rewatch on Facebook as well. This show's just getting started. We look forward to hearing from all of our live listeners. As soon as we get back, we're going to thank Hound Dogs Knoxville for sponsoring our podcast. This locally owned and operated Tennessee sports store is your go-to hometown store for all of your Tennessee needs, whether it be clothing, hats, accessories for your car, boat, office, tailgate, pets, even your kids. They have what you need at Hound Dogs. Check them out at hdknoxville.com. We have a lot to do. We'll be right back. Please share this out for us. Let's have a great show. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to the Fairview Union. Great musicians, local people. Chad's from my hometown. They were gracious enough to let us use their music for our podcast. Make sure you check them out. They're huge Tennessee fans. You won't be disappointed. Let's hear them play. Man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find a checker.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
I'll save it for later.
Sorry, Sperm. I had to interrupt you there. Yep. we are back. Make sure to check us out on all podcast platforms. Wherever you prefer to listen, we are there. Audio versions are extremely popular compared to our live. We get to do it without any fees thanks to our sponsors. Let's give a shout out to A65 Exterior Solutions. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. Matt Swolcole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you can throw at them. I know one thing, it's damn near impossible to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, get them to actually show up is a whole new ballgame. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. That's the number to call. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. And I'm sure they'll give you a discount or something.
I'm sure of it. So, back to this whole ring situation. Don't you have a couple championship rings?
We're going to talk about rings here in a minute. It's one of our questions coming up.
Okay. Kimberly says, hey, guys, go Big Orange.
What's up, Kimberly? Thank you for listening to us or watching us again.
Long time listener. Eric B. Jones on YouTube says, what's up? Vols deep. Go Big Orange. Go Vols.
Appreciate it, Eric.
Appreciate you listening every single week as well. That brings us to start bench cut. Question one, how far does Rick Barnes make it this year? The Elite Eight, the Final Four, or the National Championship?
As of right now?
I done this before last night.
I did too.
I'm going to start Elite Eight, man, because to be honest, if we play anything like we did last night, we'll get cut. I mean, we'll get out the first round. I mean, that's just God's honest truth. I'm going to bench the Final Four, and I'm going to cut the Natty until they show me something.
Listen, I'm going to be optimistic here, and call me a Vol lover or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to say that this is the team that can make it to the Final Four. And the reason why I say that is they can play with anybody in the country and can beat anybody in the country when they put 40 minutes on the floor. So I'm going to start the Final Four one time. I'm bitching the Elite Eight because, just like Josh said, they can lose anybody in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, boys, we're not making a national championship game. There's too many good teams in there this year.
And we're one of those good teams on our good nights. You know, we're 20-5, and we don't have a bad loss, honestly. The worst loss we have is to Florida at home, but, I mean, they're a top-5 team in the country. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is what it is.
You know, for once, me and Josh is going to agree on this one. I think Elite Eight is kind of pushing it for this year's team just because of we play spotty. And once you get in the tournament, you can't play spotty.
Yeah, we're streaky.
You can't have your off night, especially in tournaments. You got to be on
every single night. Like, you got to be playing like it's do or die, because it is. So I'm going to go – I'm going to start the Elite Eight. I'm going to bench the Final Four, and I'm going to cut National Championship, because I just don't see them other two in our graphs right now.
Yeah, I'm starting Elite Eight as well. I'm not – like again, I'm not saying we can't, because we can look like the number one team in the country. It was for a long time. But we're not consistent enough, in my opinion. And, again, too many open scholarship spots. We don't have the depth, I don't think, to make that kind of run. So I'm going to bench the Final Four, and I'm going to cut the national championship as well.
Part of me hopes that we don't make a deep run in the SEC tournament, because I feel like we need those legs for the big tournament.
I mean, it could be a good strategy just to take that exit.
I think the way we're sitting right now, I think we're automatically into the, you know, second round. So,
all right, number two, who would you like to see win a national championship this year? Kim Caldwell in Lady Vol basketball, mm-hmm. Karen Weekly in Lady Vol softball, or Tony Vitello in Tennessee baseball. He's not thinking about his truck stuck no more.
Or called Pop over there.
I'll take all the above. I mean, honestly, I want to see is all of them win. I want to see us go back-to-back in baseball, man, more than anything. So I'm going to start Tony V. I'm going to bench Kim Caldwell, because I'd love to see her hoist a trophy. And I'm going to cut Karen Weekly. I'm not that into softball. Don't get me wrong. I love our Vols, Lady Vols, everything, but I don't watch a whole lot of softball.
Well, I'm going to go personal here. So I'm starting Tony Vitello in the Tennessee baseballs. I want to go back to Omaha this year. I want to celebrate a second time, and I want to celebrate the right way and stay an extra night and not have to worry about getting home so early the next day and just partying all that long. More Jello shots than you could ever count on. Not getting canceled for that. I'm going to bench Karen Weekly in the softball team. She's been there for, I don't know how many years, 35 years now or more. Who knows? It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
The winningest softball coach maybe ever in anywhere. And she's been right there just
so barely, many times.
So many times. She deserves a national championship, in my opinion. And so they will get my bench. And I'm going to cut Coach Caldwell and the Lady Vols basketball team, simply put, because I think that it's coming sooner than later. So they will have another chance.
We already know who you're starting.
We know who I start. I'm going to start Coach Caldwell, because that means she's going to get a lifetime extension. And I think that needs to happen. Like, I think
why does that need to happen?
She's not going
to
divorce her husband for you, Spanky.
That don't matter, okay? I don't care. But no, she needs to stay here forever and ever and ever. And then I'm going to have to bench softball, because, like Spur said, she's been here for so long. She's due for one. And I hate it, but I'm going to cut baseball.
You're cutting baseball?
Wow. Well, look, the reason I'm cutting baseball is I want us to continue to be an everything school. And that's how you get on the track to becoming an everything school.
It's getting warm.
Is everyone else getting the love too?
That mayonnaise is working its way to the bottom, Spur. For the ones just joining, Spur is having to do a punishment. He's having to drink mayonnaise and coffee, Will Levis style.
The problem is this is an espresso shot, so I'm going to be up all night now.
It's also an iced coffee, that's disgusting.
I'm going to start Tony Vitello in Tennessee baseball. Call me selfish. I want the baseball's dynasty starting.
See,
I'm going to bench Kim Caldwell in Lady Vol basketball just because I love Kim Caldwell and what she's doing. We've been waiting for something like this for a long time with the Lady Vols. And I'm going to have to cut the softball. Sorry. I do watch y'all, support you, but somebody's got to get cut.
So. I don't think any of us would sneeze at any of these guys winning a national championship, though.
No. I will say,
I might.
It may be cheaper to go to Omaha to watch the baseballs play than it is at home this year.
Yeah.
It probably would.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I've looked.
Mike says baseballs. Courtney says Kim all day and says Kim Caldwell. Liz says, sorry, I'm late, guys. Eric says, unfortunately, last year was our chance at a national championship. Too bad the refs were in love with Purdue. I would agree.
That's a fair statement.
It is.
Yeah.
What's Zach Edey doing in the NBA right now?
Yeah.
That's fair. Let me check.
At least Dalton Connect's making headlines.
For all the wrong reasons.
Poor Dalton, man. Start bench cut. Today is Randy Moss's birthday. Start bench cut these NFL wide receivers. I should say former wide receivers. Marvin Harrison, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss.
I'm going to start Randy Moss, man. I love Ooh. Randy Moss. That's a that one right there, man. He's getting mossed, you know. I mean, there's a whole segment.
You got mossed.
You got mossed. And here's my hot take. I'm taking Marvin Harrison. I'm going to bench Marvin Harrison.
I don't think that's a hot take at all.
Okay. Well, to some people it will be. And the reason I done that is because T.O. was a cancer to any team that he was on.
That's fair. Remember the reality show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I remember most about T.O. is him out front of his house or his mama's house working out.
That's my quarterback.
Listen, I'm going to start the pride of the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, Terrell Owens, because I want him on my team, and I want him to pull a Sharpie out of his shoe and autograph a football after he scores a touchdown.
I'm not saying he ain't good.
You're starting T.O.?
I'm starting T.O. I always liked T.O., and I loved the way he played. I never had a problem with him. I've benched Randy Moss because I think he was incredible. And as tough as it is to cut Marvin Harrison, he just would have to be the one.
That was Peyton Manning's go-to.
Can y'all tell me Randy Moss's quarterback when he was in Minnesota?
I can picture, but no.
Donovan McNabb.
Point exactly.
Culpepper. It was Culpepper.
Culpepper McNabb.
Well, if we're having to think about it, my point's valid. So we're going to start.
Who was
Randy,
it, Spanky?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Randy. We're going to start Randy Moss because he had to overcome so much.
Who was T.O.'s quarterback?
Who
was T.O.'s quarterback?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out who he was crying about. So then we're going to bench Marvin Harris because
– Harrison. Glad you're paying attention.
Shut up. I'm thinking about my truck. Then we're going to have to cut T.O. only because, I don't know, and I like Flash, especially from players, but I just had to cut somebody.
You know T.O. played semi-pro football up until 22?
I did not.
I was looking
for know player. I seen something where he's trying to make an NFL comeback, however old he is.
He's got to be close to 50 now.
He's up there.
Hey, let's remember Randy Moss is going through some tough health situation. So I love Randy Moss, the analyst, as well. He does a great job.
He has a really good job. Yeah. I'm going to start Marvin Harrison.
All right.
I love Marvin Harrison with Peyton Manning. That's what if I look back as a kid as far as watching NFL, it's that or Steve McNair probably.
That man got it done on the field.
I'm going to bench Randy Moss. I'm going to cut Terrell Owens.
Good enough for me.
Yep. I'll take it.
We are at 14,000 likes.
Keep them coming, Rose.
On TikTok. We appreciate that very, very much. Brian says, who won the tickets? We will announce that later in the show. Start bench cut. If you could bring back any video game, which one would it be?
This one's rough.
NCAA March Madness, NFL Street, NCAA College Baseball. Pretty sure that was called MVP.
Yeah,
it was. I'm going to go ahead and begin this one. And it's only because of my fandom recently. I'm starting NCAA college baseball because I think a college baseball game would just be fantastic. We're going to get a glimpse of that on the show 25 because Tennessee's going to be featured in that along with several other colleges. And Lindsey Nelson Stadium is going to be on the game. That excites me. I'm going to bench NFL Street just because it was different. It was different.
I love NFL Street. It was so fun. Did you ever play it, Spanky?
No, never did.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And y'all got to remember, I'm so much younger.
Get on eBay.
And I'm going to cut NCAA basketball only because I just don't play many basketball games on PlayStation or anything else.
Man, I spent hours upon hours playing every one of these games. One of my favorite games of all time was the March Madness game. It was so fun to play. Just the reality of it, you know, of how real it would get. Then I'm going to bench MVP baseball, the college baseball game. I love that game. Just the sound of the metal bats, you know.
Yeah.
And as much as I hate to, man, but one of them's going to get cut. NFL Street. I loved NFL Street.
The reason why I got NFL Street on my bench and not cut is
NBA Street was fun too. Mm-hmm.
It was.
I don't think I ever played NBA Street. I mean, Street.
They bring back NBA Jam. That'd be fun. The thing with good
He's
graphics.
On fire.
Yeah, just it was just
NFL Blitz.
Yeah, NFL Blitz. But you know
Blitz
your
the league was a good
your
one.
EA
I think
Sports
he's gonna be
games,
googling.
Your EA Sports games all kind of feel similar. Mm-hmm. So the NFL Street was just different.
I'm going to start college basketball just because I like playing NBA, and I'd love to just play as college basketball teams.
Have you ever played the college basketball game? I don't think you was old enough.
I think I did one time at a friend's house when I was like real little. I barely remember it, though.
You probably ain't ever played any of these games.
On the Super Nintendo?
I probably really didn't.
What year was you born, Spanky?
99.
I know. You ain't ever played none of these.
Then I went to cut. College baseball, simply just same reason basketball, I like playing NBA or MLB The Show. So I'd love to play as Tennessee and other teams. Thankfully, I get to this year. And then I went to cut NFL Blitz or NFL Street because I just never played it. I played NFL Blitz, but not Street.
I'm going to start NFL Street. I love this game. Loved it.
I'll tell you one thing I like playing that I need on this list was Blitz the League.
Goes back with Peyton. I used to play with Peyton, Adrian James, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne. Yep. I loved NFL Street. I am going to bench the baseball, MVP baseball, and I'm going to cut March Madness just because I don't really play that many basketball video games.
The college –
If I do, I put up 80 points with Larry Bird and spank the spank.
It has no.
I don't want to hear that much of bull crap.
Talking to Mike, Spanky.
That's a bunch of bull crap.
Okay, it's valid. You what,
the more realistic the basketball games got, the less I enjoyed them. I like going back and playing the old school basketball games. It was just very basic and very simple.
Play with Larry Bird. It's not realistic at all.
It's broken.
The new NCAA college football game, you know, you got your stadium atmosphere or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's how it was in the basketball game. You had your arena atmosphere. So, I mean, the place was rocking or whatever. It was a fun game to play.
Boys, let me tell you what's underrated sports game. Get you a hockey game because those are a blast.
I always give up.
I was like
goals.
Wii Sports when I was a kid.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
What? You never
Wii Sports,
liked
Wii Sports when he was a kid.
That's how Spanky gets his workouts right now is the Wii.
Wii Sports.
Spanky. You know what Nintendo had whenever I was little? A GameCube.
The only tennis Spanky's ever played is on the Wii.
Yeah, that's the honest to God truth.
Do you say hee when you're playing it?
No, I like Wii Bowling too, especially when you throw it backwards and they all
just go to the bowling alley, son.
Richard Simmons. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, okay. Got him.
Do you know who Richard Simmons is?
He don't know nothing right now. No. He's about to Google.
Who's Richard Simmons? I heard Gene Simmons.
Get you some Spanx on.
Spanx. Watch how fired up Spanky gets about this question. Start, bench, cut.
Oh, here we go.
What is the best baseball concession food? Hot dog, popcorn, or nachos?
We're going to make him go last.
No, let him go first. Hot dog, popcorn, nachos.
He's thinking hard.
You said baseball, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baseball. It is a good Hebrew National beef hot dog. You can't beat them. Them smoky dogs are pretty good, too. I'm going to have to bench... Sadly, because this is bad. So I have what I have here for my concession stand. I have seasonal foods. Football, it's always cheeseburgers. Basketball, it's popcorn and M&Ms. So I'm going to have to bench popcorn for baseball season.
I have a question.
You always put M&Ms in your popcorn.
That's what I was about to ask you.
Oh, it's amazing. Don't knock too tried. I love it. Always got to get two bags of M&Ms. Then I'm going to have to cut the nachos. I like nachos, but sometimes it's you can mess up nachos. You really can. You got to have the right cheese. You got to put water in the cheese. So
what?
Thick. Yeah, when you're making nacho cheese, you put water in it. So then the cheese is not just stiff and lumpy and stuff.
You have to put when you're making the cheese in the concession stand, you have to add a little bit of water to it, else it'll clump up. Mm-hmm. He's not lying there. But
just like with popcorn,
it's not like you're putting a cup of cheese and pouring water in it.
I was about to say
it's
like.
I've never
worked concession stands.
Just like
things.
When
I've
you make
been...
popcorn, you salt your popcorn up because it helps your drink sales.
That's right. So I'm going to start a good hot dog for a baseball game. Anytime I go to a Tennessee baseball game, whether it's the Smokies or whether it's the baseballs, the one thing I'm going to get is a hot dog and either a Pepsi, Mountain Dew, or Coke, depending on what.
So is that how y'all afford to buy footballs? You got to up your concession stand.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah, that's exactly what we got to.
What, Josh?
But I'm going to bench.
Put salt on that thing.
I'm going to bench nachos, and I'm cutting popcorn.
Not at you though.
Just cause popcorn's everywhere. There you go.
All right, I'm going to start a good hot dog. Everybody likes good hot dog.
Yeah.
Baseball and hot dogs, right?
Yep, baseball and hot dogs. I'm going to bench nachos. I love nachos.
You can mess them up, man. I'm telling you. Don't get the right chips.
You can mess them up. I'm telling you. But I've had messed up nachos. I've also had a bad hot dog,
so too. If you want good nachos, you let Spanky make them for you.
I've had some really
I wouldn't
really
let Spanky touch my food.
He's probably got dino nuggets mixed in, too.
Hey, I can make good breakfast now. I don't want to hear it.
Could you imagine if Cofield started selling dino nuggets in concession stand?
Now you'd know where it's from.
Spanky, eat them all. Wouldn't make no money.
Maybe we could make some Cofield nuggets, just some C's.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, that's a... Wow. I love that. I actually like that a lot.
And I'm cutting popcorn because popcorn is just popcorn.
Yeah, I'm going to start nachos. I'm going to bench a hot dog.
I was worried we was going to have a sausage party here.
I'm going to cut everybody the popcorn. Everybody loves good winter. Courtney says the GameCube with Game Boy Connection.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
She also says nachos, but chili instead of cheese.
I'll never forget when I first got that Game Genie. Where are you on Nintendo?
Mike says nachos. Liz says Spanky is a baby.
Rachel says can't go wrong with a good glizzy.
Good glizzy.
How's that coffee, buddy?
It's rough.
Mike says nachos with jalapenos. Kimberly says love salt. Add to popcorn to increase beverage sales with laughing emojis.
Yes. It's the truth.
Kimberly says Dalton Connect is dressed out tonight.
He might see 3 minutes of playing time.
He does not seem happy. I know that. Dave says, what's up, guys? Haven't seen you on here in a while.
We took last week off because Tennessee had a home game, so we're back this week.
Yeah, we've been pretty consistent, but after football, it's kind of hit or miss, you know, through baseball and stuff. Brock says the basketball team on YouTube is so inconsistent, no depth. He also says Spanky has learned a lot off of Ted.
Yeah.
Must be Brock Keener on YouTube.
Yep. Hey, gotta give Spanky a little bit of congratulations. His middle school team has made it to the state tournament. When does that start?
We're gonna play in the Final Four on Friday at Murfreesboro, and then the championship will be on Saturday.
Best of luck to you, brother. Best of luck.
Appreciate it. Man.
I know you've worked hard on that, and that's coming from all of us.
It's all the kids. They've done great. Love them. We're also looking for sponsors. Anybody want to help us?
I knew it. Donate
to this trip. We very much appreciate it.
Do that on your own time.
Tell Ted I'm still waiting on his sponsorship.
We're staying at the Holiday Inn. You can up us to the Hampton if you'd like.
Which Holiday Inn? Murfreesboro?
I don't know. Okay.
All right, let's play one word. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tony Vitello in 2025.
He's going to be the same fiery guy he was before. So, same.
King.
Stud.
Nobody's gonna go daddy.
Mm. No, you can't.
You are.
Mm. I'm gonna go repeat.
Mm-hmm.
2024 Tennessee baseball national championship rings.
Perfection.
Jostens.
Look at this.
Let me see that.
That's right. Spanky ain't got his on.
Yeah, I know. I just found it.
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
Spank?
Ice.
I had ice and perfection.
So those of you that can't see it, this is my championship ring from the Knoxville Ice Bears from several seasons ago.
Pretty goalie similar design.
Yeah, Spur used to be the goalie.
Yeah, I played goalie for the Ice Bears. Sure did.
I'm going to go 10 just because it's 10 out of 10.
No, I love them. They look great.
Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Unfinished.
A mess.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna go Empire.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome once they're done with it. But be patient this year as you walk into that stadium.
It is loading.
Yeah.
It is loading. Mike Eckler leaving Tennessee.
Loss.
I put heart because he brings all that energy.
Almost said chili.
Sad.
Yeah, I'm going to go shocked.
Yeah.
I was pretty shocked.
I was surprised by it, too.
The timing of it was weird.
Yep. The Kansas City Chiefs losing.
Hilarious.
Blowout.
That's all mayonnaise.
Flag. Yeah, there's getting the calls reversed on him.
Yeah, I'm going to go happy. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce.
Quitter.
Last year.
This isn't one word, but this is a rant. Before he got with Taylor Swift, he had a buzz cut. And now he's got long, shaggy hair. She's trying to turn him into a Jezebel.
Don't you have long, shaggy hair?
I'm going to change mine. I'm going to change mine. Priorities. I don't think football's been a priority of his here lately.
Well,
it wasn't on Sunday. I have
washed. I have overrated. And I have retire. I mean, I don't think he's a top 10 tight end of all time.
No.
But he was coached by Butch Jones.
Yeah, that's why he's so damn.
Butch Jones kicked him off the team his freshman year.
Yep. Yeah. Kendrick Lamar controversy.
A minor.
Dis.
A minor.
A minor.
Drake.
Matt.
That was funny, though.
I'm going to go learnt, because I learnt a lot.
I did Google what it was.
Yeah. Man, y'all didn't know all this stuff, man? It was like a whole album off of it, man. It was wild.
You know, I didn't like it at first, but once I learned the message, I was like, all right, I'm good with it.
Yeah, that was me.
Eric says Travis Kelce is a baby. Courtney says he fine, but he whine.
Who fine but whine? Oh,
Kelce.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
All the women love Travis Kelce. They liked mustache Travis Kelce.
NBA's final champion.
Lakers.
I had Lakers.
I did too. I got the Lakers now.
Yep.
I'm going to go Celtics.
Oh, I'd love to see a Lakers-Celtics.
I'll tell you who's not going to be. Dallas.
It's not going to be.
They trade for Anthony Davis and he gets hurt first game.
Yeah, their odds went way down. Yeah. Dalton Kinnick, trade and untrade.
Unfair.
Yeah, unfortunate was what I said.
Bunch of bull crap. That's what that is.
I'm going to go unprofessional.
Very.
How do you expect somebody to return to a team after knowing that
they don't want you? Yep. Eric says the Celtics as well. Rachel's laughing at us.
I was looking forward to going to a bunch of Hornets games.
I was too. I was actually going to go see the Hornets.
Oh, I was, yeah.
I would have went.
Yeah, him and Grant Williams.
Yeah. Well,
of course, Grant's out for the season, but next year it would have been good.
That would have been fun to watch. Would have got to see
that. He ought to go to him next year.
Well, he's stuck under a rookie contract.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
The best NBA road uniforms.
You guys can fight me over this, but it's the Toronto Raptors with the raptor on the front of the jersey.
I had the Toronto Raptors.
I love those jerseys.
Dang, road.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I don't know.
The best home one?
No, we're saying road.
I'm going to get there.
Road.
I'm going to get there.
Like your truck's not going to make it to the road
Miami
tonight.
Miami Heat wide out.
Away game.
But
I'm going to take it. Orlando Magic.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Miami Heat classic black jersey.
Mm, those are nice. I tell you what, those Laker purple ones.
No.
Black ones are good.
I said the Raptors too. I thought it'd be the only one.
I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets.
The new or the old? Okay, yeah. New or the old?
New.
Okay, yeah. They're
with a Brooklyn across it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like those. Those
they look pretty good.
Golden State Warriors blue one, the classic.
Clinton has some good looking uniforms.
That
now.
They do. By God. Man,
those are the best uniforms probably this area.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
They got a nice helmet.
Nice helmet, nice jersey. They got two nice helmets.
Yeah.
They're sharp.
They're very, very sharp.
Yeah.
Hats off to y'all, Clinton.
Somebody hooking them up.
Yep. They are sharp. Coach Ryan Jackson says, what? Wait, they brought him back. I'm guessing you're talking Dalton Kinnick.
Yes.
Ryan, you missed some news. Yeah, Dalton Kinnick was traded to the Charlotte Hornets for who was it? I don't know. Some center at Charlotte's got. Well, the center did not pass his physical, so the trade was rejected by the NBA, and Dalton Kinnick was
Nick Saban's getting flashbacks right now.
Jacob says he went to the Oklahoma-Tennessee game and finally got to meet Chaz, Igor, and Zakai Ziegler. Big blowout, great game.
Fantastic. It was a big game.
We never even, they was never even in that game.
Completely dominated. That, and that's the team Tennessee can be. Because they just took it right to Oklahoma. That was fun to watch, too.
Kyle on TikTok says Tennessee basketball is the most inconsistent team in the country. Rick Barnes needs to retire.
I totally disagree with that. Rick Barnes needs to retire.
I completely disagree with that.
Let's give a shout-out to Freedom Motors. They're locally owned and operated by Chris Looper. Top-notch pre-owned car dealership located at 7765 Maynardville Pike in Knoxville. Freedom Motors will do more for you to get the deal done than any other dealership around. If you want convenience, you can check out their entire inventory online at freedommotorstn.com. Once you pick the vehicle that is right for you, they'll even deliver the vehicle right to your door. Check out Freedom Motors today and keep freedom rolling. Thank you all for listening to that segment. We're going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back. Hit the like button. Share it out for us if you don't care.
Checkerboard, check the score. We're going to be on top. We're on ball. Bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
Straighten up.
Can't get canceled.
All right, we're back. Still a lot to do for tonight's episode of the Vols Deep Podcast. We have the duel next. Need your votes. Need listener votes. Spur is drinking coffee and mayonnaise as a punishment, God. And it's pretty much all mayonnaise.
It's bad.
Right now. We'll reveal who won $50 for our football pick'ems for the Super Bowl. We'll send you $50 a gift card from Hound Dogs Knoxville and some cool stuff from the Vol Navy. Stick around. We'll tell you all about that. We're going to give away Lady Vol tickets for tomorrow. So you'll get to see Lady Vol's take on Auburn.
It's a big game.
Big game. Huge. If you win. Huge. So we'll give a shout out to VFL Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty. Stephen is from my hometown. He's a Vol for life and literally the best agent you will find in East Tennessee. He's done well over 500 real estate transactions in the last 3 years. He played 3 seasons as a walk-on under Philip Fulmer in his senior year under Lane Kiffin. He went to UT as a wide receiver, moved to backup punter his junior year, finished his senior year at running back. He could do it all. Text him or call him anytime, 865-742-1672. That's his direct number.
Very best.
He is.
Rose says we've talked enough about mayonnaise.
What do you have against mayonnaise, Rose? This stuff is good, high quality Clover Valley mayonnaise, real mayonnaise. I have you say
that is disgusting.
Derek Collins says, "Wake up, Spanky."
Spanky's been distracted ever since his truck got stuck.
Yeah,
Spanky's truck is stuck in the yard.
I'm thinking about white lightning out there.
Spanky's best friend Robin says, "What's up, Go Gators?"
believe you said that without gagging.
I know that you said the words. Robert, are you joining us in Florida in November?
He said he would pay for the gas or the tickets won.
Yeah, he can pay for the tickets. I ain't.
You had to find your way down there, Robin. I don't know if we can handle that.
I'd probably go down there. I ain't coming back
if the wrong team wins.
Leave your butt down there.
I'm still contemplating on going or not, man.
I'm going. You're going.
I already know I'm going. I'm trying to talk myself into it. After the last trip down there, man, that was a rough one.
Eric B. Jones on YouTube says, if I had a drink, coffee and mayonnaise, it would be Duke's mayonnaise. Yeah, Spurs rocking the Clover Valley, the Dollar General.
High quality. I don't buy the cheap stuff. I get the good stuff.
That mayonnaise looks about as runny as you're going to
be. That is cheap stuff.
He had to wash his hands because that fentanyl was on there from local Dollar General.
I got to get to do Dollar General in Wartburg. It's a nice one.
I give it a few months.
Yeah, I give it a few months. It don't take it long.
You know, the Dollar General that's a half mile down from the other Dollar General.
Here's a conspiracy for everybody. Dollar Generals, when they first open, they're nice. And then they start becoming trashy. Y'all know why that is, right? So then they could just build another one.
They're going to build another one regardless. So.
It's like, ooh,
I had
go to the new one.
Jose Lopez says, Vamos Vols.
The Spanish voice of the Vols says, Vamos Vols. I can never have that much charisma to say it. Give us one, Spank.
Vamos.
Vamos Vols.
You got to say Vamos Vols.
Vamos Vols.
Vamos.
Ignore him. Ignore him. All right, let's play the duel. Josh, Spanky, Spur will battle it out over five tough questions. This is listener voted, so in the comments, you must cast your vote for Josh, Spank, or Spur, whoever you believe is winning the duel.
Either me or him.
Ignore Spanky. He's not paying attention anyway.
All right, question one. What belongs on a hot dog?
It is Spanky's chili. Excited. And if you're not eating chili on a hot dog, there's something wrong with you, and your chili's not hot.
Go ahead, Spanky. I'm going to let you take this one, too.
It is, and you could easily
not say ketchup.
You could easily say ketchup. But I'm going to go out there. Awful. Nacho cheese. Not a whole lot of nacho cheese. You just put a little bit of shrimp
with or without down. The water.
No, the hot dog.
You water that cheese
down? Is very good.
With or without the water, Spank.
Well, you got to put a little water in. So
right, listen, here's the correct answer. You get you some sauerkraut.
What?
Some shredded cheese that and is some spicy
good.
Mustard.
That is good.
Sauerkraut, shredded cheese,
like
and spicy
a little bit
mustard.
Of relish.
Why are we listening to a skinny guy about food? Skinny.
Have you looked at me lately? I'm pushing 160 pounds here.
He was a goalie for the Ice Bears.
160 pounds before I could walk.
I don't doubt that a bit. No, he was 160 pounds. Never mind.
Oh, man. I ain't been 160 pounds.
I'm going to be 161 pounds after drinking all this mayonnaise.
Courtney says you sound like you was raised on Dora, Spanky.
Yeah. Dora. And Diego.
But if it's not a chili cheese dog, then it's a sauerkraut, spicy mustard with some shredded cheese on top.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
You got
to
go chili cheese, man. That's me.
Eric says chili cheese dog.
Yeah. Josh had to get that answer out there first. You know what Steve wanted that quick.
I love a chili cheese dog.
I go down to that D&B Dogs there in Solway. They got the number one hot dog in the state, according to them. I don't know how to keep getting that, but
I've never been there.
It's really good. It really is good. Their buns is what sets them apart. But I always get a chili cheese dog and I always get a sauerkraut dog.
You would look at somebody's buns when you go somewhere.
At a hot dog place, yes.
Who is the Super Bowl's biggest loser?
You want me to take this one?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce. He is a whiner. The way he crapped the bed in that first half, he only had, what, three catches in the game?
I don't think he even had that.
I think he had two.
I know he had two drops in the first half.
He had two drops in the first half. I think he wound up with three catches for like 20 yards or something like that.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Well, it was awful, man. Like, his effort was just awful. You know, Patrick Mahomes running for his life, he's letting him get smacked. I mean, he's standing right there. Dude's going to tackle him. He doesn't even stand in his way. He might have seen the flag. Okay, don't let your quarterback take a big hit.
You're wrong. There's two biggest losers in this game. The first biggest loser is anyone that put money on Kansas City to win. You all lost straight up. If you put money on Kansas City, sorry, you lost. The second biggest loser is a common fan. because that game was absolutely atrocious to watch.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I enjoyed the beatdown.
Well, I'll say
that. Hold on. Let me finish here. Because you had a blowout game. Mm-hmm. No one really wants to see a blowout unless you're a fan of one of the two teams or just hate Kansas City.
I mean, we all hate Kansas City. You had a halftime show
that 85% of the country couldn't understand the words. Now, I didn't mind it because I understand the message, and he's a very talented performer. It wasn't vulgar, at least. And number three, the commercials were terrible. There was no entertaining commercials whatsoever.
I love the Seal one.
They had maybe one or two commercials.
Seal was funny.
The rest was just terrible. So if you're just watching that game for entertainment value, it wasn't there.
Yeah, that was the worst commercials I've seen in years. As far as Super Bowl, they've been bad for a long time.
And the third biggest loser.
I didn't see a Doritos commercial.
There was a Doritos commercial, the aliens.
Oh.
The UFO that tried to take the Doritos and got in a fight with a guy. That was in the first quarter. The third biggest loser is the advertisers in the fourth quarter because everybody stopped watching.
They said pick one.
Well, I'll say this. The fourth quarter got a little interesting when they scored there because then it was like, okay, wait a minute. If they kick this onside here, it could get somewhere. But, no, biggest loser was Drake. The man got roasted in front of the national world.
That's solid.
Had his ex-girlfriend out there on stage.
That's solid.
Man.
Did anybody realize that was Serena Williams dancing?
Not until I seen it on Twitter. I was like, that's Serena Williams?
Spanky, I don't have a vote, but I'm voting for you on that.
I like that.
That's a little biased right there.
It's truth, man.
My apologies.
I'll give you that.
Coach Ryan Jackson says the halftime show was great.
It was great.
I'd like to see Morgan Wallen at halftime.
Yeah.
Could you imagine they try to dolly out there someday?
Courtney says I started crocheting at the end of the second. Eric says Taylor Swift was the biggest loser.
Maybe if they
that was a pretty good boost she got though.
Dolly Parton do good at it. Maybe they'd actually turn the speaker on.
We had a few.
Puzzle pieces,
Spanky.
Neyland Stadium ruined Dolly Parton performing live.
Yeah, they did screw it up.
Well, we was so loud they couldn't hear her.
Why would she even need to sing with the band?
Poor Dolly.
Get it.
Caleb Down says, cool setup. Yeah, this is the back. This is kind of the backstage view. You can see the full one.
The back view is always the best view.
Oh, shut up, Spanky. Rachel says, Morgan would be an epic halftime show.
Would be.
It would be.
Eric B. Jones says, I'm glad Philadelphia Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I can't stand Kansas City. He also says, Spur, I don't know about them being the number one hot dog in the state. A lot of places false advertise.
That's what I was getting at there. I wasn't claiming them to be. That's what they claim to be.
Who'd you say is the best hot dog?
DB Hot Dogs in Solway claimed that they got the number one hot dog in the state.
Hebrew National's best.
Brock is a brand name. Brock is agreeing with Spanky on the hot dogs. Kimberly says Connect scored, so Connect is in the game.
Oh, awesome. All right. I'd like for him to go off for about 25.
Yeah.
Question three. Which Tennessee baseball uniform is the cleanest?
The Sunday creams, baby. Sunday creams. That is the cleanest uniform. I think out of all sports that we have here is like Sunday cream, man. And that's saying a lot because our football team has some nice uniforms.
It is.
Sunday creams are my favorite as well.
They may be my favorites, but the cleanest ones are the national championship black with the Vols across it, just like on the ring, with a UT interlocking logo on a hat.
Floppy chin right here. Yeah. Sucking off all these
fans. That was really good. The black with the cursive Vols letters.
They need to do black pinstripe.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Black with the
black
orange.
Black is the block letter.
Pinstripe.
I do like the block letter ones too, yeah. That's right, it was block letters. But those black jerseys are fantastic.
You know, I love the black jerseys. I love them to death. They are so beautiful. If we'd only get some black pants to go with it and the actual power tee on the hat, it would be beautiful.
No, the interlocking UT logo for baseball.
Yeah, the interlocking UT.
Okay. I'm going to go on my rant here.
Go on your rant.
Food uniform.
Wrong.
Food and uniforms.
No, here's my thing, okay? And I get it. And I'm not going to go full Jeremy Pruitt with this. But, you know, he'd always say, well, when you turn on TV, you got to know it's just a, yeah, you do that by your logo. Your logo symbolizes who you are. And once you get into the avenue of switching different logos, it takes away who you are. Now, you can do 100 different combinations and all that, but at the end of the day, your logo symbolizes who you are. That's why it ticks me off whenever you get high schools do it, middle schools do it, a bunch of people do it. They switch logos all the time because they want to add their little tweak to it. No, find who you are and stick with it. The Power T is the most beautiful logo in college. So I think it needs to be on that hat. We need some black pants to go with it. But the cleanest jersey to me is the orange jersey. The orange jersey is beautiful with the script letters and
it looks
with
good.
The white pant and with an orange hat. It's beautiful.
I believe we had the best jersey combinations of any.
We do.
I think Clinton found their look and they're sticking to it.
You know, I wouldn't mind to see Clinton's the rifleman. Good. Wouldn't like mind to see the rifleman as a hat.
It'd look good for baseball.
It would.
It would look good like on a gray hat.
Orange
you know,
pants.
You know what else would look good on a baseball hat? Right here.
Vols deep. I agree.
No, the outline of Tennessee.
Yeah.
With Vols in it.
If it's rumored that them jerseys I'm seeing on the internet are going to be our new jerseys, I ain't going to a game all year.
Oh, you ain't going to a game anyway.
You ain't going to a game anyway.
You can't afford to go.
Now you won't bet. I got hookups.
Mike says he wants to see AC/DC perform halftime. They're still kicking and going.
They are. They're torn again.
Leonard Skinner's going to be at Greenback, Tennessee.
Let us know in the comments who is winning the duel. Question four.
Shannon Dolan.
What does the administration have to do to get Thompson Bowling Arena more electric?
This is a tough question here.
You gotta get them old cronies out of off the side court behind the bench. Because you need to move the student section behind the away bench. That's just where it needs to be. On the side court somewhere. Make their lives insane while they're here.
All right. The atmosphere is not what it should be. We're fixing to open up a new club level at TBA. We're taking out, 260-some-odd seats we're losing?
I can't remember the
but it's
exact
all
number.
Lower level seats that we're losing, down front, those high dollar seats down on near the corner where Luke's tickets are for Lottie Vols, I believe. But we're going to lose some seats down there, and they're building a club down there for 1,500 people. I'm afraid that's going to affect our atmosphere even more because those people that do sit there in the club level usually sit there on their hands and don't say anything. They're just high dollar donors that just don't get into it like they should. So I think we should take the first four rows of the sideline that the benches are on.
Oh, you're thinking the
and
same
and turn them to all students. Just the first four rows.
I got an idea.
First four rows, you back the old heads up just a little bit. You give them a discount on behind the goal tickets because the problem is where the students are sitting, there's a massive blind spot back there. So half of those students can't see anyway because the goals are portable. They're not suspended from the ceiling. So it's really hard to see there. It's hard to see from my season tickets, and I'm up in 330. So, something's got to be done because we should have one of the toughest environments in the country, and we simply don't.
Yeah, we have one of the biggest arenas in the country.
Yep.
Those guys that, you know, just sit on their hands the entire game. Just, hey, if you get tickets in front of them, hey, can you sit down? No, dude. I paid for these tickets. You can stand up.
I sat in section 107, row 17 the other night, right behind the Tennessee bench for – I've been to so many games.
Missouri?
For the Missouri game. Yes, it was a Missouri game. For the Missouri game the other night. And no one cheered. I mean, it was just like, I was the only one that was jumping up and yelling and screaming. I'm like, what are you all doing? You're just sitting here eating your popcorn like it's just an everyday game. This was a big game. That was number 15 in the country. And I was just so embarrassed to be around all the old heads that just don't do anything.
It's louder up top than it is down below.
It is. It is.
So, speaking of that, that's a great point, Josh. So, here's my thing. I do think the old heads, you know, that more than likely they're your high donors.
Okay? They are.
They are. So, put them high donors up top in the suites. So, look, make them top upper rows. Make them suites all the way at the top. Have them look down. The bottom, that's where you feed the floor. That's where you feed the environment. Get the heck fire. Take the first four rows. First four rows.
Well, I just said. Yep.
No, you can't buy them tickets.
Yeah, take the seats out.
I was watching Duke the other night, and I was so jealous.
You can't buy them seats. And you put the most rowdy and wild people there mm-hmm. to help feed that floor. Because when you're feeding it, your bench feeds off of it. And if your bench feeds off of it, your players feed off of it. They cannot feed if you won't give them food to eat.
So I'm going to lose a duel right here. I grew up a Duke fan. I loved Coach K. See, I told you I was going to lose a
door. Whoa.
I ain't going to hate on you for it.
Tennessee didn't have a basketball program.
Yeah, you have no room to talk.
Tennessee did not have a basketball program. This is basketball only. Tennessee did not have a basketball program. I grew up loving Duke. I went to Cameron Indoor Stadium when I was 18 years old. I seen the game that Shane Battier's jersey was retired. I sat in a folding chair right behind the goal. The atmosphere in Cameron Indoor Stadium is just absolutely incredible. There's no reason why we can't do that in Knoxville.
There's no
other than the fact that that arena in Cameron is just so small and compact. It's like the Civic Coliseum.
What is it, 10,000 people?
8,700, somewhere in that range. Whereas TBA seats 21,000.
It should be the loudest environment in college basketball.
What's embarrassing to me is that the loudest time at Thompson Bowling Arena this year is when someone misses a free throw in the second half and everybody's going to get free chicken if they miss a second one. And the place goes berserk over chicken nuggets. Spanky.
It gets loud then,
but that's the only time.
If it was dino nuggets, he'd go out there and block.
He didn't say dino. He just said chicken.
Chicken.
They'll scream and yell for some Chick-fil-A, but rest of the game are on their hands.
Yeah, Eric says it's simple, put the students as close to the court as possible.
Feed the floor.
Take the chairs out of the first four rows, make it standing room only. Problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney says that's like going to a Pentecostal church and no one is running up and down the aisles.
Hey, wow. I'll say this. Now, I know that it's all about the high dollar. Everybody wants to make money. But for one game, make it first come, first serve. Every seat. And you watch how rowdy that place gets. Just do it one time. One time a year. Make it your biggest game of the year. You're already going to make a bunch of money off the media rights and the TV deal and all that stuff. And concessions, you can sell T-shirts, you can do all that stuff. You can make your money back to pay what you need to pay. But just imagine that atmosphere if it's first come, first served.
General admission for the whole place?
Could you imagine?
That'd be insanity.
It'd be a fight.
I mean,
that's what we want. If there's not a fight in the parking lot, there won't be no fight on the floor.
I mean, the standing room only for baseball is insane.
It is.
I couldn't imagine.
It's going to be more.
I kicked a midget last year in standing room only.
Over 20,000 likes on TikTok. That's awesome. We appreciate y'all very, very much on TikTok. Let us know in the comments who is winning the duel.
Kimberly liked my chicken comment.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some tabs for that. Eric says it better be rowdy this weekend when Vandy comes to town. If not, they will beat us again. Question five. Final question. If we were the characters in the Hangover movies, which characters would who be based on how they act in real life?
I think it's pretty safe to say who I am.
Alan.
I think that ain't even a question.
I think we're all in agreement.
I think that one's not even a question. I'm Alan. Like, it plain simple, over with.
You ready to let the dogs out?
Yeah. Who's Josh? Probably
Chow.
No, let him be he can be Ed.
Ed off the Hangover?
Well, I was kind of thinking Spanky Chow
That's what I was thinking too. Man, I laugh about this question. I really do, man. I went Luke. That's Phil. He's kind of fearless leader over here. Spur, I'm going to leave you with Stu because you're calm, cool, and collected until Stu. You get a couple drinks in you. And then
all bets are off.
Then he's Spanky, you're Alan.
Then he's getting face tattoos. And
hey, there are Skittles in there.
Pulling teeth.
And I'm going to say I'm Doug because I like to disappear when I get a few drinks in me.
That you do. Yeah. I couldn't find you for 45 hours.
Oops.
Or falling in a Tennessee River.
Or falling in a Tennessee River, yeah.
That's rough. That was the sickest I've ever been.
Coach Ryan Jackson says Spurs Chow.
I can see Spurs Chow, yeah. Spurs Chow.
Trying to fuck on me?
Yeah.
He says Luke is the one that's trying to talk sense into people. Sometimes.
It's usually me, too.
Never. I've literally had to hold your straps on your overalls.
The only one that's locked in is mine. Everybody knows. Mine's locked in.
We had to drag you into the stadium at Florida. Like, literally drag you into it.
You can't walk with these people.
It's my handles.
So, yeah. You need to get you a pair of these.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say the rest of it.
Yeah. That's my go-to sometimes. All right, let us know in the comments.
Did we bring the country together, right?
Yeah, we do bring it. We try.
That's rough.
Unite us all.
All right, let us know in the comments who's winning the duel. Freedom Motors, if you're in the market for a car, truck, SUV, work vehicle, or a van, even a boat, look no further than Freedom Motors. Guaranteed financing, and they will give you the absolute best money for your trade-in. They can guarantee financing based off the reputation and relationship that they have with the local banks. The owner, Chris Looper, has been in the automotive industry for decades. He only brings the best of the best to his lot. Go see Chris at 7765 Manorville Pike in Knoxville, or check out Freedom Motors inventory online at freedommotorstn.com.
Spanky is really going through Facebook and clicking on these comments of any good-looking woman and adding their friends.
Spanky.
I am. Sorry, everybody. I've seen it. Sorry, I get distracted. I get distracted.
Maybe he
My
is
bad.
Chow.
Yeah. You know, when you do a Vols Deep road trip where everybody just comes and watches how we act. start a reality show. There you go.
Yeah, reality
We're
show.
We're only gonna have to do one when I go.
Well,
see
I mean
Christmas
we gotta do
song.
Our Vols Deep Olympics. So
yeah, as soon as it warms up, boys, it's cold.
It's gonna get start getting warm.
It's raining too.
We'd all be hurt if we go out there right now.
I wouldn't make it 10 feet.
All right, Spur, let us know who won the Super Bowl football pick'em last week.
Let me see that name again. That name was Kristen Deal. Kristen Deal got the closest to the Eagles score. She only missed it by one. We had a whole bunch of people pick the Eagles to win, so I just went with whoever got the Eagles score closest. So, Kristen Deal, congratulations. I have sent you a message. If you could get back with us, if you're listening to this. We need your address.
Yep, you'll get a $50 gift card to Hound Dogs and some cool stuff from the Vol Navy as well. Who picked the Eagles again? Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
It was I think it was me, Spanky.
I can't remember.
But when there's a winner, there must be a loser. Mm-hmm. And that loser has now lost 4 weeks in a row. It is Spur
again. I thought he picked the lowest score. What was the scores that everybody picked?
I picked 45, but I also picked the Eagles.
All right.
You're safe. You picked 49.
Uh-huh.
You took the Chiefs.
Right.
Spanky was 56.
Okay.
He took the Chiefs, and I was 70. I took the Chiefs.
All right. Fair enough. You went over.
It don't matter. That goes both ways, buddy. I've lost numerous times just on points, okay?
All right. Just give me that cup.
Would you like to shake it?
I'm not doing any more.
Yeah, let me
things.
Give it a shake.
Give it a good shake.
I'm not There's doing a few in there. I hope you get. We still got to do your Christmas carols.
Yeah, I know. We got to get out there and sing some Christmas carols. I'm not jumping in a river.
Spanky, would you like
it? Spanky's distracted. Screw it.
Damn. He's sending. He's sending for a request.
No, I'm going through Facebook right now, boys. Wow.
Oh, give me another one. I'm not jumping in the river. I just said it.
Hold plunge.
Oh, come on.
I'm not come on.
I'm not jumping in the river.
I'd do that one. I guess we won't know till March. That's when we'll do our next pick'ems. We'll do March Madness. I guess we can do it by rounds or something.
Yeah, we'll have to. Round of 64, 32.
See, this one is kind of a – I've already drawn this one once because I still got to do it anyway. It's the Power T tattoo.
All right, do another one. Spire, you're so damn complicated.
I know it. We eventually find me a punch, but I'll do. All right, we're doing this one.
What is it?
Call in sick to an employer you do not work for. That will happen.
Okay.
It will happen live on the air next week. Call in sick to an employer I do not work for.
That'd be a good one. We'll make it happen.
I might do two or three.
Love you too, Ryan.
Nick's show, we're calling in sick. I'll find a couple of employers. It'll be funny. Then I'll call in sick to like McDonald's. I'll call in sick to
Chick-fil-A.
Walmart. I'll call
Hammers.
Hammers.
They're always closed by the time.
They're closed, yeah. We got to find
can,
people to tell.
We can pre-record it and show it.
That's true.
If you ain't been to Hammers, you ain't been to Walmart.
We could have a collage.
Does Chick-fil-A have an answering machine? Could you
call
in
I'm
going
to call in
Sunday.
Sick to the Emerald Club.
Emerald Club. Who's that dancer?
What about the nursing home?
All right, so Spur will do it instead of donating to our charity, St. Jude's Hospital. Let's
My cholesterol has risen because of this mayonnaise.
Your face is a little red.
All right, let's do the Lady Vols tickets.
Oh yeah.
And give that a good shake. You want and to pull us out a winner.
Not that one.
Ryan says jump in the damn river.
I'm not jumping in the river. I do not do well when it's cold.
Mike Mormon.
Mike Mormon. Not Mike Pentecostal, Mike Mormon. You have won.
All right. Mike Mormon, congratulations. We will I'll get with you right after this.
Jacob.
And I'll get them tickets sent right to you.
Spanky, did they respond to your friend request over there?
No, not yet.
Rachel said not the Emerald Club.
All right, Spanky has won the duel.
What?
Wow. He was on there voting for himself, wasn't he?
That's right.
That's what he's been doing the whole time.
He got some YouTube votes. Oh, Mike's on here right now. Yep, send me a message and with your email, and we will get them tickets sent right to you.
Are you able to go tomorrow night? Let's make sure he can go. Tennessee versus Auburn, Lady Vols basketball tomorrow night.
I never win anything, Mike said.
You have now.
Let us know if you can go.
Courtney said Mike said send them tickets to me.
I bet he did.
All right, thank you all for listening to us, whether it's live or after we publish our live. Sorry, I got somebody wanting to buy TikTok hats, or our hats on TikTok, I should say.
Yep.
Check us out on all of our platforms. We appreciate all of our sponsors more than we can put into words. Please support them, because they support us and make this show happen. If you want a hat, Vols Deep hat or shirt, send me a message and we will we'll work out the payment and the shipping and all that good stuff.
We do have some available.
Yeah,
still,
I got a box full.
Those shirts are very, very comfortable.
They are.
So are the hats.
We'll be back hopefully next week, and go Vols.
Go Vols.
Go Vols.
Beat Vandy.